truth, justice, and the commish's way. Justin Pawlowski, Saturdays noon to 3 on 620 WDAE, The Sports Animal.
It's our first of many podcasts we're going to have right here at JoeBucksFan.com. We do have some issues we're going to get to. I'm calling this the Commish's Draft Buzz, and we're going to go through some of the latest buzz in the draft world, as believe it or not, the draft, which could be the only event NFL-wise we have in quite some time, has generated a lot of buzz early on in this draft process. So let's get right down to it. I wrote a piece on my webpage, 620wdae.com, keyword draft, the other day, about all the red flags surrounding Adrian Claiborne. Now, Adrian Claiborne was one of the most dominating defensive ends in the country as a junior in 2009. 2010, not so much. And I know Joe Bucks Fan took part of my article and put it here on their page as well. But that was just a little piece of Adrian Claiborne. And that's really been the big discussion regarding Bucks fans, is Ryan Kerrigan versus Adrian Claiborne. There's many other players that could be involved in the decision. I have no animosity or anything towards Adrian Claiborne. I'm just looking at it as openly as I possibly can, and there's just a lot of red flags that go up with Adrian Claiborne. First, his production went way down in 2010, and you read that right here on JoeBucksFan.com. He went from being as dominant as you can be as a junior to really not being a factor all that much for Iowa this year. Sure, he does have quick hands. He is a very talented football player. It's just, you know, when your production goes down, and I understand the argument that teams were double-teaming him, teams were keying on him, teams were game-planning around him, that's all fine and dandy, but you still didn't produce. And the example I give is Ryan Kerrigan. I can't name you another player that even plays for Purdue. So for Ryan Kerrigan to be as productive as he was, to have double-digit sacks, to have 26 tackles for a loss, when you know the same teams that they play, they're all in the Big Ten, those same teams were keying on Ryan Kerrigan as much as they were for Adrian Claiborne, and Kerrigan was still productive. That is one red flag that goes up. Another red flag that goes up, Senior Bowl. This was going to be Adrian Claiborne's chance to show that he is worthy of a high draft choice. And at the last moment, Adrian Claiborne decides that he's not going to participate in the Senior Bowl week, the practices, or the game. His coach, Kirk Ferentz from Iowa, said that the players that went played well and helped their draft stock. Didn't say anything about the player that did not go. Obviously talking about Christian Ballard, their defensive end slash defensive tackle, played very well at the Senior Bowl. His stock is going up, but nobody knows why Adrian Claiborne did not go to the Senior Bowl. It doesn't seem to be injury related. So why did he not go? Maybe he was out of shape. All we can do is speculate on that. But now the latest news that has come out is that Adrian Claiborne is contemplating not running or participating in events at the Combine. I'm sorry, but this guy had a down year in 2010, did not participate in the Senior Bowl. If you don't participate in the Combine, what are you leaving teams to go by? Your junior year film? I don't agree with the fact that you would go all the way back to your junior year and not want to put your best foot forward in this process. So Adrian Claiborne, I think his stock is fluctuating right now. There's just a lot of red flags around him. I'm not saying that any of them are negative. He could come out and prove us all wrong, but he has to come out and prove something, and he has not yet. A lot of news regarding Cam Newton we're going to get to later in the week. Cam Newton will be the biggest name during this entire draft process. We'll have you covered right here at JoeBucksFan.com with more and more draft podcasts. Obviously, this one, the Commish's Draft Buzz. But coming up tomorrow, the Commish's Board gets unleashed right here at JoeBucksFan.com, and also our Commish's Inbox Podcast. So if you do have a question, make sure you get it to me through email, Twitter, or Facebook. That's it for me. Stay right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
Check out the Commish online at 620WDAE.com. Keyword Commish.